Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm continuing the broadcast from Chicago, Illinois, from the Windy City. 8 degrees up here, very cold, a little snow on the ground. I'm up here on my way to Rockford, Illinois, to speak to the Rockford Chamber of Commerce, the local Chamber of Commerce up there. Looking forward to doing that tonight, being with all the great folks up there in Rockford. In the meantime, I got a different chamber on the line here, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and that's with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber, and one of the great Americans that I know is up there working hard every day at the table, trying to get our so-called leaders in Washington, D.C. to pay a little attention to what small business owners need. And he's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be on your show, and it's always good to hear about all the good things that you're doing for small business as well.
Well, I appreciate it. Yes, it's good to have you back, Giovanni. And we got the 113th Congress, brand spanking new, newly minted Congress. What can we expect out of them this next 2 years?
Well, you know, it's funny because you talk about 8 degrees up there. It's about 10 degrees here. And just a few days ago, I think the president stood up across the street and said, yeah, we're going to solve this climate change, this global warming issue. Gosh, I tell you, he really works well because in 3 days, he's got it solved.
He's got it fixed, hasn't he?
I just shake my head, but everybody's looking for an agenda, and certainly the chamber has ours. The 113th Congress has theirs. Reed just initiated his first 10 bills, and these are just place markers. And as you can imagine, very little of them are there to stimulate jobs. There was Strengthening Our Schools Act and Rebuild America Act and Violence Against Women Act. And these are the first 10 things that really set markers for his priority.
Nothing about getting the economy, helping the economy going, nothing about reducing regulations or getting government out of the way of small businesses. Nothing about any of that, right?
No. And in fact, you look at it, and you just know what it is. Rebuild America Act is a gift to the labor unions, and it's raising minimum wage, all the things that really hurt small business as opposed to other businesses and doing the right thing to create jobs.
When you hear the president or any of the other folks talking about investing, making investments, folks, that means the government is going to write a check for those investments, and that means that anything that is built or delivered is subject to the Davis-Bacon Act, which means union wages.
Absolutely.
Even if there are no unions around, it still means that they're union wages. And again, as you said, Giovanni, it's just a stop to the unions.
Absolutely. You know, the Republicans had their retreat, the House Republicans, and agenda seems to, they were somewhat disorganized at their retreat, but I think they emerged a stronger party, and they really are a lot more thoughtful in this Congress, and you're going to see them that way, more so than in the 112th. Especially with this debt limit deal that they came forward with, which, trying to use that as leverage to get, deficit reductions or spending reductions, it was a clear loser, and they realized that. So they have a temporary suspension on the debt limit that they passed Wednesday, and rightfully so. They're holding Congress paychecks in abeyance until they can actually do a budget. So I mean it's something
so
that resonates.
So that's what's happening on the debt limit thing. The Congress suspended the debt limit for what, 69 days, and what are they? The Republicans are agreeing to do that, and what are they wanting to get for that? Get back for that?
Well, they in return they're going to hold Congress paychecks House or Senate, depending on who is unable to pass the budget, in abeyance. So in other words, if the House can't pass a budget resolution, all Congress's paychecks will be held in abeyance until...
Can they actually do that?
Well, they can hold it in abeyance, but they can't change the salary or eliminate the salary.
Right.
And that was.
But they can actually. How long can they do that? How long can they hold their money up from them?
To the end of the Congress, they have to actually get paid
for 2 years. They can hold their money for 2 years.
That's correct. That's
wow.
Correct.
And, that means
and the same
that
goes,
means they wouldn't have got if that were had been passed in 2009, they wouldn't have been paid since then, right? Because we haven't had a budget since then.
Well, House would, Senate would.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. 20-tail, right back with Giovanni Cortolo. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to continue to find out what the 113th Congress is going to do for or to you and me, small business owners. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.